Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Today is the final third. That's right, people. It's a day full of gratitude. It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm actually doing this just to test my ear because yesterday while I was speaking, I felt like a little bit of a beat, like a rhythmic beat every time I spoke in my right ear, like in the afternoon. But right now, seems like there is no problem. Thank goodness. Don't know what that was. Don't really care. And hopefully it never comes back. But it's been 4 days. And I know it's because, a lot of things have been happening. A lot of things have been coming into my life, and I'm learning to love the days even more. I love doing these podcasts so much. Just want to give a shout out to my folks out there in Japan because you guys are listening to my ESL podcast. You guys have come over here now. And that's great because personal development is the greatest way, and especially with mental health and seeing what's happening out there in Japan and especially Korea. You guys, you're not taught to think, about personal development. It's not one of the things that people tackle out there. In your respective countries. So thank you so much for coming on here and listening to me. And today, man, I just want to, man, we're in the final third, people. My accomplishments this year can be equated to a 3 year period. And I'm not saying that obviously in a very braggadocious way. I'm saying that in a way that I took action behind everything. And I hope that you understand you don't have to wait till New Year's. You can start getting things and hitting things off right now. I was talking to my girlfriend last night, and I said, listen, I need to make everything official with my online, my website. So you guys have no idea what happened over just like 24 hours. I was working out, and I got an email from a lady who works at one of the banks here. She's like, Arsenio, hey, call me as soon as you can. I'm like, oh my God. I haven't heard from this lady in a year and a half, but although throughout this year, I always said, man, I wish she would contact me. It would just pop up in my mind in April, May, maybe in July, maybe just last month. And I said, man, I hope she contacts me. Man, I hope she contacts me. Because I'm like, dude, why don't you guys just deal directly through me? She did all of a sudden. And this is, I looked at my phone when it was on the ground when I was lifting weights, and I just giggled to myself and I said, wow. We got on a 20-minute call. She's like, do you still work for those women? I said, hell fucking no. She's like, shit, I know. She said, I already knew. Based on what what you were telling me last March and all the things that you guys have been through, she said, I knew you would be done with them. I'm like, yeah, I work for myself now. She's like, okay, so what about courses, this, that? I was like, okay, listen, for online, it's this price. In-house, it's this price. She's like, oh, you're not gonna charge us like what they charge us. I said, I'm not a thief. My name is attached to my brand. When you think of me, you think integrity. You think the four cores of credibility. And oh, she was just like elated and so happy. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. How about materials? Kumping, which was a lie. Her name's not Kumping. Her name was Orr, the bitch I used to work for. And, she used to charge us 1,000 baht for materials. I was like, dude, I'll send it to you for free. Don't even worry about that. That's ridiculous. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. I was like, no, this is just basic humanities 101. If you're already going to make money, why would you make money in a dirty way and do things to people where you just hurry up and, get this money from them, but you're terminating the relationship at the same time? And I was just like, you know what? Oh my God. And so after that whole conversation, she's like, listen, next year, I'm not exactly sure. But we're gonna have some classes coming up, and where you're the contact. And I said, wow, they don't even need a language center to contact anymore. So you're so good when a year and a half later they're like, hey, we got a budget, we're gonna be contacting you directly. And this is a bank; they don't need to contact a language center, a middleman anymore. And me, I'm just so happy. So what I realized that so many times. Out here in Thailand and people, they lack those four cores of credibility. And I'm very happy that I built mine up because when I had legitimate, like everything, right? It's like, oh, so how much do you charge? Okay, I charge this. I charge this with this company. How much do you charge if you go out of province? This is what I charge when I go out of province. How much do you charge online? This is how much I charge online. How about materials? Materials are normally free. What do you use? Okay, well, I usually use Zoom, but if you have another better alternative, I could go along with that too. It makes it so much easier knowing that my credibility's always stand and I'm not trying to nickel and dime anyone because it builds up trust very quickly. See, in just those 20 minutes, she realized how amazing I was, but I couldn't be that person because this ridiculous, like this vengeful lady didn't like her for whatever reason and kept saying, no, she's against us. She has friends at this Insight Language Institute, Insight. She has friends there. She wants to get this in. And I thought, because I'm like, okay, this is probably what she wants. And this is why, you know, she doesn't want to continue anything from March. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But then I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen coming up real soon is I'm going to have, you know, a number of different projects at BBL again. You know, my girlfriend told me, she's like, hey, listen, okay, while you're at BBL, obviously, you know, all you need is this company and BBL, and you're gonna be good for the day. And I'm like, I know from a money perspective, in 4 hours, I'll be able to make a ridiculous amount, but that's not stopping me from what I ultimately want to achieve. Because Eric Thomas, I was listening to him, he was like, you know, I got com you know, one of the guys on his team got comfortable. He's like, oh man, Eric, we're making like 5,000 to 6,000 a talk, man. We ain't gotta do nothing else. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. He's like, oh, see, that's your comfortability setting in. We gotta continue raising the bar. Now, I'm not that Gary V person who says, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna feel anything, I'm not gonna feel any of my successes, I'm just gonna keep driving, and you know, this is only the beginning, only the beginning, only the beginning. These are people that cannot feel exactly their accomplishments. I'm not that person. I do feel my accomplishments. And this could potentially start happening as early as this December. But at the same time, I'm keeping my eye on the prize, and I know that I'm going to have to build a website. I'm going to have to build services. I'm going to have to build a web page where people see everything, you know, who want to book a consultation call. Because when I become a high performance coach, this is what it's going to come down to. I'm going to have to integrate everything together, and people are going to have to see my specific price points. I'm going to have to see what the marketplace looks like, right? You know, just last Friday, I got a text message while sitting on the couch with my girlfriend, and she was like, oh my God, hey, you know, you know, she was doing a couple of things in regards to starting up her business, which should be launching this upcoming Friday. And I was talking to her, and I was like, hey, you know, you know, look who messaged me. I got an unwanted message for the first time. This was 3 months ago. These two women, business women, who I've mentioned on the podcast before, I thought they had disappeared. And all of a sudden, one of them out of nowhere messaged me and said, hey, I'm ready to take the course. I'm like, huh? I said, holy fuck, you won't believe who came back. Boom, she hurry up and paid. A day later, hey, I would like one of my sisters to come on and learn with me too. Boom, she paid for her course too. And I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. Just like that, I made that amount of money. Not only that, but with just, you know, people following me on Apple Podcasts, her buying my writing services, which I haven't had anyone buy my writing services in about 2.5 years. You know, she what is it, bought a coaching hour over here, doing this, doing that. And I'm like, guys, this isn't even including the big allotment that's going to be coming up within the next 10 days when my student comes back from, you know, her little holiday trip and everything else that's being created right now. And so, yes, I'm focusing a lot on the finances portion of everything, but I'm also growing as an individual. You know, how can I listen? How can I love? How can I live? How can I matter? Those are the three things that Brendon Burchard has said. And so, in the final third, you know, a lot of people are becoming complacent. They're like, hey, you know what? You know, I've had a very wildly successful year. No, if you didn't have a successful year, how can you make it better in those 10 categories? What is it that you've been suffering from? How about your productivity and your clarity? Those are the two levels that always messed me up week after week. Guys, today is the first day that I have two businesses, 10 to 12, 2 to 4, 6 to 8, training. I'm doing this right before a workout from 6 to 6:45. After that, I'm going to get on a call with the girl who I'm going to be doing some speaking sessions with. Then I have a live webinar at 8 a.m. And then I have a 1 hour layover before I have my first business class. And then I have my second business class with the same company. Then I have a new company where I'm going to be teaching, you know, very beginner English, which is going to be very, very difficult. And, you know, and now everything is just like magnifying itself. And I'm like, every Tuesday and Thursday leading all the way up till January 11th, I'm going to be like this. You know, this upcoming weekend, big spark in the health section. I'm going to get my AZ vaccine on Sunday. You know, Saturdays are still the way they are. And luckily, I'm not going back to the Language Institute just yet. That hasn't opened. It could have opened, but he's just lazy to open it because he knows he's making more money online. He doesn't want to, like, if there are no classes in-house, he doesn't want to charge overhead, you know, for power and stuff like that, because he's just a very stingy motherfucker. But anyways, I'm just like, everything has come into fruition based on action, based on my productivity, based on what I have in mind. You know, I've downloaded things onto my MacBook that have made me become more efficient. Instead of using a book and always looking for this book to see what I need to do next, now I have a little note that's at the top of my taskbar on my MacBook to figure out, okay, what do I need to do next? What do I need to do next? I need to hurry up and create this webinar. I need to hurry up and create this and create that. And now the productivity is on fire. And especially today, I'm only going to have between 9 and 10 a.m. to get things done. 12 to 2, most likely it's going to be a nap, right? But I also have to go to, I have to go to the store and everything. To the mall to, you know, buy some things. And then from 4 to 6, that's another time frame that I need to get things done. Now, tomorrow obviously is going to be a day where I have to punch it and push it a lot. But at the same time, when I go to my girlfriend's house on Friday, she's going to be expecting a lot from me. But I'm going to be like, hey, at the same time, I got a lot of things to do too. So for these 2 hours, I'll be back. Okay, because I got to make sure, you know, this is the first week that I'm going to have three business training, online virtual trainings Tuesday and Thursday. And this is going to be happening until January. So then my Mondays and my Wednesdays are absolutely crucial, right? My Saturday is going to be crucial. I'm going to have to get as much done as I can for the following week. And so with that being said, and me looking at what I have to, you know, to get done, I realize that my productivity is on fire. And going into this final third, having this MacBook that's making my life easier, getting ready to buy the iPhone, seeing all these new clients and new people coming into my life who I've never met before, everything is going to magnify. And so I'm so excited about what's happening. And now it's just all about just getting better and seeing how, you know, in my other categories, you know, making sure the experiences, the gyms are open, right? In 10 minutes, I'm going downstairs at 6 a.m. to get my workout on, you know? And then after that, I got two calls and I'm going to have some breakfast. And then boom, I have my first training. And the second, I have my next training. And now there is so much that's happening. So I'm so excited, so excited about everything that's happening. And with that being said, people, stay tuned for a hell of a lot more. Yes, I haven't been on here, obviously, for 4 days, but we're going to start fitting these on here again in my schedule, especially if I could do it before 6 a.m. because there's no excuse. So in saying that, guys, stay tuned for more. Over and out.